Hello, it's me, NCR, here with a special audio-only episode of the Sunshining Podcast. So I know Season 2 of the Sunshining Podcast has barely started. I just wanted to make an audio-only episode, you know, because Season 1 of the Sunshining Podcast was all video, and then there were certain episodes that were video-only. And so I've been talking for quite a while about just doing a special audio-only episode, so here it is. And I may do quite a few audio-only episodes during, you know, Season 2 of the Sunshining Podcast, because working with audio is so much fun. That's really one of the things I was hoping to do this winter and this year, is work with audio. But I'm not getting to do that as much because, yeah, like I said, I'm doing a majority of my podcast episodes are video. I mostly work with the video and then very little with the audio. And a few things that I just really love about just working with audio and audio only episodes of my podcast is just that I don't have to worry about lighting when I go to record. So lighting isn't a factor. And I definitely know in some of the videos, lighting, it's kind of been dark for me. I don't know why. I don't know what I have to do. Sometimes I have to kind of a flashlight, set it behind my camera to get it to shine on me, to brighten me up some. But you know, I'm not a scary monster. But that's just what it makes me feel like when, like, I'm recording a video and it's so dark. So that's one thing I like about working with audio. Another thing I love just about podcasting in general is just getting to talk to lots of cool people. But I feel like I haven't, like, I'm not really good at, like, I don't even like talking to people in general. And so I'm not really good at talking to people. But, I mean, it's fun, it's exciting. And then also, another thing I like about podcasting is just to getting to talk. Just me, just getting to talk, and just to talk about things that, just that I don't normally get to talk about. And so this episode, you're probably wondering, okay, what is this special audio-only episode going to be about? What am I going to be talking about today? Well, today I want to talk, some about the song Five Little Monkeys Jumping on a Bed. Because kind of, you know, an interesting topic, it's an interesting thing to talk about, and I know, there's a part of me that would, like, never make an episode about that, but it's just like, you know, I want to be creative, I want to do something different, I want to make an episode about, yeah, Silly Little Song, Five Little Monkeys, because if you know me, you know that I have a lot of brothers and sisters, and they love listening to the little nursery rhymes or whatever, these different little songs. And that was one that I listened to just the other day, and I was like, so every time I listen to the song Five Little Monkeys, I say stuff like, that doctor needs to learn his math, because, you know, there were five little monkeys jumping on the bed, okay, and one fell off and bumped his head, and the doctor said there was no more monkeys jumping on the bed, but there were four more monkeys jumping on the bed. And, you know, and I just went on and on about that for, like, a long time. Like, where did the doctor get his math at? You know, I'm not really good at, like, talking about topics like this. I love listening to different podcasts to hear people, I think the term is rant, on just different topics. I'm not a professional at that because, you know, so often in my podcasting and in my ministry, you know, I just want to be, like, I just got to get a message through. I got to get a message across. And I don't like to do these. I don't like to talk about things unless I can get a good, solid message through. And so I don't, you know, often rant. And I'm not even really good at ranting. And I think that's the correct term to use, rant. But yeah, like, I do it in real life. And people, you know, the world doesn't see it, and the world doesn't need to see me rant, like, and how long I go on about different things. This is just one of the things. And, you know, I kind of enjoy listening, like I said, podcast episodes to hear people rant. Well, one thing that, you know, my family and I have, and especially my mother, has found wrong with them is just that there's no talk of God in them. Like, I could go on and talk about the Five Little Monkeys song a lot more, and I could not talk about God, and it was good to get a message about God through in every episode of my podcast, and I try to do that, but I don't want to be, I think there's room in podcasting for there to be episodes that don't specifically talk about God a lot, But anyways, I do want to talk about God some. So I want to, like, I was thinking, you know, the only reason I'm doing this episode is because I was thinking about the song for a bit. Like I said, I was ranting about it for a bit the other day. And I was thinking, okay, what kind of message, like, what good something can I get from this? And so I came up with two just questions to help you think. And I love coming up with questions to help people think. I have a whole heap of questions to help people think. I even did a video series on with questions to help you think. I did that with my mother. She helped come up with some amazing questions. So I got a video series on YouTube of questions to help you think. But two questions to help you think, like, from this song is just, you know, if you had children jumping on the bed and one fell off and bumped his head, you know, who would you go to first? Would you phone the doctor first, or would you go to God first in prayer? Or maybe something else bad happened to you. Maybe something else worse happened to you. Would you go to God first? Would you, if you were a parent, if you had a child, would you teach your child to go to God first? That's a really big thing there, because, like, what would you personally do if it was just yourself? You know, maybe if you fell off the bed or if something bad happened to you. But then if you were a parent, had a child, would you teach your child to go to God first? And I don't know, most of my podcast listeners are probably young people, so we're not parents yet. And so I think, you know, now is the time just to learn for ourselves, just to go to God first. And then also another question just to help you think, is if you went to God first, you know, what do you think he would say? Would you think he would say, no more monkeys jumping on the bed? Or, you know, how would his response be different from the doctor's response? I don't know. And let's just analyze and talk about the doctor's response a little bit more. He said no more monkeys jumping on the bed. So it's like he's saying, okay, don't let any more monkeys jump on the bed. Don't let any more monkeys jump on the bed. Whatever I think. He's saying, yeah, okay, one monkey fell off my mom's head. Like, can't really do nothing about that. But, yeah, please tell your other monkeys not to jump on the bed. It's definitely interesting. I haven't fully thought out about how God would respond yet, and how I think he would respond if you went to him in prayer and just, because, like, how badly would he be hurt? Like, you fell from up your head, like, and you're going to go in prayer and just asking maybe that God just makes you feel better, because God wants to heal you. He wants to, I don't know. I think enough of that. I'm gonna go on to the verse of the week after this, because even though this is a special episode, and even though there's another episode coming out this week, and even though that episode has a verse of the week, you can never get enough of God's word. So, yeah. Hope you enjoyed the little rant by me. I'm not very good. I definitely hope to become better, so stay tuned for more great episodes and more great bonus episodes. Well, that's about it for this episode, or that about wraps it up for this episode. But before I go, yeah, I've got to do the verse of the week yet, but I'm always telling, you know, like on my regular episodes, and I've already recorded the first four episodes of them, but you're not going to get to hear, them until they come out, and a new episode comes out every Thursday. One thing I've been telling my regular podcast listeners is just that the best way to interact with each episode is on YouTube, because on YouTube you can comment and stuff, and you can subscribe to me on YouTube. But yeah, if so for this audio only episode, well, you can't do that. You can't comment on this because it's not on YouTube. But I would say, you know, for my audio only listeners, the best way you can interact with the Sunshining Podcast is to interact with me on social media. And yeah, you can send me direct messages on Instagram or whatever. And and you can use the hashtag Sunshining Podcast Season 2 or something. It doesn't have to be like exact, but like Sunshining Podcast Season 2 or Sunshining Podcast 2020 or something like that. Interact with the Sunshining Podcast and share the Sunshining Podcast, and links to my social media will be in the description of this episode. You know, and funny thing here, so near the beginning of this episode, I said that I preferred working with audio, but working with audio is definitely difficult, is still a challenge, because I don't have mics that work, and so, I do have mics that work, I don't know, just working with audio is really, unique, because
I did kind of a mic change near the front, and so even though you couldn't see, like, yeah, like, the change, like, it wasn't, like, a camera change, it was a mic change, and you can, those things are visible in audio, kind of, not visible, but, like, hearable. You can hear when I change the way my voice sounds or whatever. And so, just a note, like, those two pieces were recorded the exact same day. Like, 1 second it sounded like that, next second it sounded different. Another thing I don't like about, like, audio, I feel like I maybe say too many ums during the whole thing. At least maybe I'm not saying, hi, my name is NCR, so many times during the episode. I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, my name is NCR. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I'm just going to close off with a verse of the week, or just maybe just a verse of the day, just whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. And it may or may not continue and be on the same topic as the episode, which is probably not on the same topic. But the last few days here, I've been reading through Psalms 90. And verse 10, is it verse? No, it's verse 9. Psalms 90, verse 9. I really like I like the way the King James words it. For all our days are passed away in wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. We spend our years as a tale that is told. That's just the verse of the week. It's very simple. It doesn't really mean much. Definitely, when you're doing Bible study, one thing I encourage you to do is not to take a verse out of context, because there's many verses that people like John 3:16 or Jeremiah 11:29, I think it is, or Romans 8:28. People tend, you know, they pick a verse that they like, and then they just read that verse and they take it out of context. So definitely want to read a few other verses here. I'll read verse 9 again and then go to verse 12, I think. But the whole chapter, Psalms 90, is really good. I encourage you to read it. If you haven't checked out Sun Bible yet, and if you really are a King James user and you read the King James version of the Bible, check out Sun Bible. A link to Sun Bible will be in the description of this video. But then also, just if you don't have a Bible, you know, a physical Bible, you can use the YouVersion Bible app by YouVersion or by Life Church. I use it even more than my own Bible app, but a fun Bible fact, actually, is this week I have 150 people who currently have my Bible app installed and use it. It's available as a Chrome extension and as an app for Linux. But the numbers kind of change. You know, every once in a while, maybe somebody uninstalls it, or a few people install it and then a few people uninstall it, you know. But yeah, currently, last I checked, total numbers between the Chrome Web Store and the Snap Store, I have about 152 users that may have gone up, because I think it's slowly going up. Let me just close by reading a few verses here from Psalms 90. For all our days are passed away in wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. And so I think Psalms 90 verse 12 is a verse that a lot of people like. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And yeah, I like that verse. I also, verse 10, it's kind of hard to understand what they mean, because they said, you know, our days are 70 years, and if by reason, that'd be 40 years. I'm not even familiar with what the word score means, 70, 40. So that's definitely something to Google. Something I'll Google, and something I encourage you to get into God's Word on a regular basis. And to, like, if you don't know what certain words mean, I mean, look at it in different versions and different translations. Definitely, that's what I love about the YouVersion Bible app. And I'm not getting paid to advertise for YouVersion, but I just want to, just because I love the YouVersion Bible app. And I want to, you know, yeah. The YouVersion Bible app makes it really easy just to switch between different versions. So you can look at it in the King James Version, and then you can quickly look at it in the, you know, New International Version, or the New Living Translation, or the Amplified Version, or the Message, or And also, more than just English versions, if you speak a different language. Definitely. And yeah, definitely do some research, definitely dive into God's Word. And yeah, if you don't have any place to start, I mean, I'd recommend starting maybe in the New Testament with the Gospels, but then also, yeah, what I read today was Psalms 90. You can take a deeper look at that if you want to.